ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयद्मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। पुंसां श्लाघयथं मन्ये दण्डं अर्हतमार्पितम् यं न मातापिता भ्राता सहदशादिशन्ति। पुंसां ऑफ मेन श्लाघयतमं द मोस्ट एक्सॉल्टेड मन्ये आई कंसिडर दंडम पनिशमेंट अर्हतमार्पितम गिवन बाय यू द सुप्रीम वर्शिपेबल लॉर्ड यम विच न नाइदर माता मदर पिता फादर भ्राता ब्रदर सुहृदा फ्रेंड्स च ऑल्सो आदिशंति ऑफर ही इंडीड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Although a father, mother, brother or friend may sometimes punish one as a well-wisher, they never punish their subordinate like this. But because you are the most worshipable Lord, I regard the punishment you have given me as most exalted. This is Bali Maharaj saying. Purport. Punishment meted out by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is accepted by the devotee as the greatest mercy. Tattenu kampam su samikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvagavapubhir vidhanam namaste jivetayo mukti padesa dahe bhag. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words and body, and who always offers obeisances to you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation. A devotee knows that so-called punishment by the Supreme Lord is only his favor to correct his devotee and bring him to the right path. Therefore, the punishment awarded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be compared to even the greatest benefit awarded by one's material father, mother, brother, or a friend. Om Agyanathimirandhasya Gyananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatharanam Paramanandamadamam. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಷ್ಟಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಿತ್ಯ ನಾಮನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಣೆ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಮಹಂ ನೌಮಿ ಸರ್ವಾನಂದಕರಂ ಪರಂ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಪ್ರದಂ ದೇವ ಮಮ ದೂತ ಶಿರೋಮಯಂ ಆನಂದ ಲೀಲಾಮಯ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಹೇಮಾಂಬ ದಿವ್ಯ ಛವಿ ಸುಂದರಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರೇಮ ರಸಾಪ್ರದಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. So let us try to summarize the previous few verses and previous few chapters before we come to today's verse. There have been always fights between the demigods and the demons. Always they are fighting. Even in this material world also, if we see the people who are demoniac, and they are always in war with the people who are like the demigods. So that is always going on. So in one of such battles, Indra, he killed Bali Maharaj. In one of such battles, Indra, he killed Bali Maharaj. When Bali Maharaj got killed, he was a Mahabhagavat, he was one of the Mahajans, and he got killed. But when he got killed, immediately some of his associates, they picked him up, took him out of the battlefield and took him to their guru Shukracharya. Now Shukracharya, although it might seem that he was a guru of the demons, but he was very very powerful Brahmana, and he knew a science by which he can bring dead person back to life. But there was a condition for this. The body has to be well maintained. Even if the person has died, but there should be not any physical cut to the body. See, if that is the situation, then Shukracharya was able to bring that person back to life. And Bali Maharaj's body was immediately protected by all the demons. So Shukracharya brought back Bali to life. Imagine, we are in such a situation, we are in the hospital, we are about to die, and some of the doctors, they take special cares, they put special efforts, and they help us revive from that situation. Imagine how much will we be indebted to those doctors. We will be certainly very grateful to them for saving our life, because this life is very precious, which is because it is engaged in Krishna's service. See, if somebody saves us, will be indebted to them. So here Bali Maharaj, when he understood, when he realized that Shukracharya had did such a big favor on him by saving him, so he offered his everything to Shukracharya. He started serving Shukracharya by making him as his life and soul. He was naturally his guru. But then after this particular incident, Bali surrendered completely to Shukracharya. And he followed everything what is said. And he pleased Shukracharya to such an extent, he pleased him to such an extent that Shukracharya gave Bali all his power. In fact, it is said that Shukracharya gave everything what he had to his disciple Bali. And he made him a powerful personality in the whole of the world. And then he told Bali, now you perform the sacrifice for capturing the whole world. Vijitashva. So when Bali Maharaj performed that sacrifice, he got all the divine weapons and everything, all the blessings from Prahlad Maharaj and all so many other great personalities. And then Bali Maharaj, he took all his army and attacked the kingdom of Indra. Now Indra, try to understand Indra's mentality. Indra, although is a devotee, karma mishrit bhakta, but as soon as the job is done, he starts enjoying his life. Now Bali was killed, so he was in this understanding that Bali is now dead. So now I can enjoy this kingdom without any problems. I can go on and on and on, and nobody is going to trouble me. So Bali came back to life, and that was a big surprise for Indra. Indra was enjoying, and all of a sudden Bali captured the whole of his kingdom from all the sides. And then Bali, he blew the shank, blew his conch shell, and he declared war against Indra. He said, "Indra, I am challenging you. Come on, let us fight now." Indra never in his dreams could have thought that Bali is alive. So he went, and who did this guts to declare a war against the demigod? So he went and saw, and he saw Bali. He saw Bali and he was half dead. He was as if he lost his battle there itself by seeing Bali there. He lost his confidence. But then he went and took shelter of his guru. There Bali took shelter of Shukracharya, and here he took shelter of Brahaspati. As soon as he invited Brahaspati ji, "Gurudev, please come and see all this tamasha. What is happening? How is this Bali come back to life?" And then Brahaspati was not an ordinary person. As soon as he saw Bali and he saw Shukracharya along with him, so he understood, and he saw the glow of Bali, he saw the power of Bali, and he said, "My dear Indra, Bali has pleased his Gurudev, Shukracharya. And I can see that Shukracharya has bestowed all his power in Bali. And I can tell you, at this time, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot defeat Bali. Forget about you and me. Even the Supreme Lord cannot defeat." He said, "Why, Gurudev?" "Because he is under the protection of the Brahmana." Because the Brahmana is protecting him. So there is no way that Supreme Personality of Godhead even can kill him. So he said, "Gurudev, what to be done now?" So Gurudev told him that, "Indra, let us go from here without fighting. Let us give this kingdom straight to Bali." So Bali got Indra's kingdom very easily. But now Shukracharya, he knew that nobody can become Indra like this. One has to perform 100 ashwamegha, 100 yajna sacrifices. So immediately Shukracharya, he arranged that Bali perform this sacrifice. And that was going on. But now there was a situation with the mother of the demigods, Aditi. She was very sad. She was lamenting, "Oh, my sons lost all the property. My sons lost all the business, all the wealth. They lost it." So as a typical mother who will want all the facilities to be given to her sons, she started crying and she started praying. And then Kashyap Muni, who went to do tapasya, he also came at that time. So she submitted herself to the husband and she requested, "Oh, my dear Lord, my dear husband, please help me, because my sons, they have no house. All their business has doomed. So what should I do? I am a mother. I need to care for them. You are a sadhu. You always travel everywhere. You have no problem. Because demigods are also your son and demons are also your son. So you are very neutral to all of them. But I am the mother of the demigods, and I have to look for the, I am concerned for my sons." So Mother Aditi, she convinced Kashyapji, and then Kashyapji told her a secret that, "Look, at this situation even I can't do anything, because he is under the protection of Brahmana. Bali Maharaj is under the protection of Brahmana. So I can't do anything. And Bali has captured the kingdom, so there has to be done something by the Supreme Lord. If Supreme Lord intervenes, then something is possible. So you who do this payavrata for 12 days and you please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then let the Supreme Lord decide what has to be done." He gave the instructions, he gave her the mantra and she followed all the process and the Supreme Lord appeared. So Aditi, offering prostrate obeisances to the Supreme Lord, she requested the Supreme Lord, "Oh my dear Lord, please help my sons." And then the Lord said, "Okay, I will come as Vamana and I will take away everything from Bali." So to fulfill the desire of Mother Aditi, Lord, the Supreme Lord, he came as a Vamana. And when he appeared, he converted himself into a dwarf, a tiny little Brahmana, and he started walking towards the arena where Bali was performing his 99th sacrifice. And as soon as this Vamana entered the arena of sacrifice, all of the Brahmanas there, they were confused. Who is this? Is he sun god? Who is this? Who is glowing? Who is hundreds of suns? Effulgence is coming from this body. Who is he? Then as soon as that Brahmana came, that dwarf Brahmana came near and near, they saw that this person, some of them who understood is Vishnu, or some of them who understood that he is one of the greatest of the Brahmanas, they all stood up and offered great respects to him. And then Vamandev, he requested for 3 steps of land. Now we need to understand the position of Bali Maharaj. It's very important. In this whole chapter, we need to understand the situation of Bali Maharaj. We say Bali Maharaj is a pure devotee, but we also see that Bali Maharaj is siding by the demons. And just like normal demons and demigods, they fight. So why Bali Maharaj has also to fight? He's a Mahabhagwat, he's a Mahajan, but why he also has to fight? So all these things needs to be answered. So let us try to understand the life of Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj is blessed by Prahlad Maharaj, his grandfather. And therefore, by the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, he was a pure, unalloyed devotee of the Lord. Although he was born in the family of demons. That means we should understand that even though somebody is born in any kind of family, but by mercy of a pure devotee, if you come in association with a pure devotee, then one will become like them. One will become a pure, unalloyed devotee of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj, by mercy of the Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj also became a pure devotee. So there are 2 kinds of highly elevated devotees. One is Sadhana Siddha and second is Kripa Siddha. What is Sadhana Siddha and what is Kripa Siddha? Sadhana Siddha refers to those devotees who are practicing their spiritual life under the guidance of the spiritual master, the Shastra. And gradually they are elevated on the platform of pure devotional service. Gradually, it happens. And there are other devotees who are Kripa Siddhas. They please the sadhu, and by the causeless mercy of a sadhu, they are elevated on the platform of pure devotional service. Kripa. By the mercy of Kripa. This is called Kripa Siddha. Getting perfection by the mercy of a sadhu and Krishna. Now there are many examples. And one of the prominent examples of Kripa Siddha are the Yajna Patnis. And another example is Maharaj Bali. Yajna Patnis, this pastimes which took place here in Vrindavan. So their husbands were all Vedic scholars. They are all great panditas. They used to do so many sacrifices, but they were engaged in karma kanda activities and they had no faith in Krishna Balaram. So when Krishna Balaram sent their associate to these brahmanas, they rejected their offer, and so they did not get the mercy of Krishna and Balaram. But on the other side, Krishna and Balaram sent the boys to the brahmanas' wives. And Brahmana's wives, they gave up everything and they came and served Krishna Balaram. And so they got the mercy of Krishna Balaram. They became pure, unalloyed devotees of the Lord. So similar is the situation with Virochini, Bali Maharaj. He received the causeless mercy of Prahlad Maharaj. And by the mercy, by Prahlad Maharaj's mercy, he also received the mercy of Lord Vishnu. By the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna. We need to understand this fact. How to get Guru? By the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru. And then by the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna. This is the secret we need to understand. We need to take shelter of a sadhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has confirmed this fact. What? Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. Now Bali Maharaj, he became a Kripa Siddha because of the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj and Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also confirming this. So Prahlad Maharaj, he planted the seed of devotion in the heart of Bali. Prahlad Maharaj planted the seed of devotion. And when that seed developed, he achieved the ultimate fruit of that seed was the darshan of Lord Vamandev. And when did he get that darshan? When Vamandev came as a dwarf brahmana. When Lord Vishnu came as a dwarf brahmana to beg mercy, to beg 3 steps of land, our acharyas say that is actually the ultimate fruit of Bali Maharaj's service, which has manifested in the form of Lord Vamanadev. And as soon as the Lord came in front of him, Bali Maharaj attained the stage, the love of Godhead. He got the prema pumartho mahan. He got that prema. And immediately, when did he get that? Immediately the Lord came, the Lord granted him prema bhakti. As soon as the Lord arrived there, he blessed Bali Maharaj and he granted by his darshan, he attained the pure unalloyed love for Lord Shri Krishna. Now Bali Maharaj, although he was with the demons, he was fighting against the demigods, against Indra and so many other different people, but Bali regularly maintained the devotion for the Lord in his heart. Now many of our devotees also who are living in the cities, they are practicing their Krishna conscious life, but they have to work in offices. But when they go to their offices, but they still have their devotion in their heart. We might go to foreign land where there are absolutely no devotees sometimes, but that in every activity of ours, that devotion towards our Lord is always there. So we try our best to remember Krishna even though the circumstances are different. So Bali regularly maintained devotion towards the Lord, and because of that he was purified, and when the Lord appeared, the Lord gave him Krishna Prem. The Lord granted him the prema bhakti. And because of the unalloyed love only, that how was this love exhibited? When Lord Vamandev requested Bali, give me 3 steps of land, immediately Bali agreed that I will give. Who will give like this? If somebody comes to you and asks, if somebody is a grahastha here and says, okay, you give me all your property, all your cars, all your wealth, everything to me. Let's go to registration office in Mathura and you transfer everything to me. Who will do that? Bali did. Lord Vamana requested, begged, transfer all your property to me. And Bali agreed. Immediately he agreed. Why he immediately agreed? Because of love. Because Bali was a pure devotee. He had love for, he has got prema bhakti. So Bali, this is a sign of love. This reciprocation of Bali, the Lord is asking and Bali is giving, this is love. Out of love, Bali gave everything to Supreme Lord, Lord Vamandev. Now, so Bali Maharaj is therefore understood to be one who received the highest perfection by the special causeless mercy of Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Vishnu, Lord Vamandev. We need to understand that there are such devotees as well. So although Bali Maharaj was very, very much, he knew that this Vamandev, Lord Vishnu, has come on behalf of the demigods. For what purpose has he come? He has come to take away everything from me. And he knew that this is a kind of a cheating which the Lord Vamana is doing. He is asking for 3 steps of land. And when Bali is agreeing to give the 3 steps of land, this little boy, little Brahmana, is covering the whole universe. And now that Lord is saying, where is my 3rd step? Where should I keep my 3rd step? You rascal, you should go to hell now. You should suffer in the lower planetary systems. So Bali knew that this is in one sense cheating. This is cheating. A Brahmana is coming and cheating, and out of cheating he is asking 3 steps of land, isn't it? You're asking 3 steps of land, so take 3 steps of land and finish it off. How can you, in the name of 3 steps of land, you have captured the whole world? So it was cheating. It is said that God is good, and this is a fact. Whether he cheats or he rewards, he is always good. And Bali Maharaj, he knew that. That whatever the Lord has been doing is best for him. So we as devotees, we need to understand this. We have to take this lesson from the life of Bali Maharaj. Even if a situation comes in our life that everything is taken away from us, everything is taken away from us, we need to understand this as the special mercy of the Lord. Because the Lord, his name is Hari. Sarva Avangal Hare Premadiya Hare Man. He takes away all everything from the people. He takes away all the inauspiciousness from the life of the devotees. When we offer our respectful obeisances to the Supreme Lord, then by his glance itself, he takes away all the inauspiciousness from the life of that person. So if the Lord thinks that this devotee now should come on the next stage of spiritual life, so let me take away everything from him. Said, if the Lord takes it away, so do not be morose, do not be sad. Because the Lord's causeless mercy on us. The Lord is taking away everything. Sometimes devotees, they lose their services, their posts and positions. So we lament. But we should know that we should have complete faith in the Lord. The Lord certainly has a plan for us. For those, and especially for those devotees who have no other shelter, those who have completely taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, for them, the Lord makes all the arrangements. There is nothing for them to worry. Bali Maharaj, when he glorified Lord Vishnu, he said, "Oh my dear Lord, your Uttam Shlok, the scriptures, they have chosen verses for you. You are glorified with chosen verses, Uttam Shlok. On behalf of the demigods you have come to me, and you are asking this, three steps of land from me. You are cheating me. You consider these demigods as your devotees and you don't consider me as your devotee. That is fine. I know I am not a devotee. I am born in the demonic family, so I am certainly not your devotee. I can understand that. And you are bestowing your causeless mercy on the demigods. But what I think, that you have come to glorify my devotional service. This is what I understand. That you are cheating them, not me actually. You are cheating the demigods. You have come here to me, and you are bestowing all the causeless mercy on me. So actually, you are cheating the demigods, not me. You are taking away everything from me and giving all the nonsense crap things to Indra and the demigods. So you are actually bestowing your causeless mercy on me, not on the demigods. This is what I can understand. So you are not cheating actually me, you are cheating the demigods. Oh Lord, your Uttam Shlok, and I know this is your sweet little Leela. And Bali Maharaj is saying, see my great fortune. The whole world is behind your good wife Lakshmi, and that good, and your good wife is always serving you. You are a husband of goddess of fortune, Vaikunthapati, Lakshmipati, and you have come here begging from me. This whole world belongs to you. I captured it from your devotees, Indra and other demigods. I captured it. And you have come here begging for it. So I understand that this is causeless mercy on me. So you're asking for the third step of land from me, and you're saying I have nothing to give to you. But my dear Lord, excuse me, I have something to give you. It is myself. I want to offer myself unto your lotus feet. Atmanivedanam. Bali Maharaj is saying, this whole world belonged to me. I captured it, it belonged to me. But my value is more than all this property. So you can keep your third step on my lotus, your lotus feet on my head. This is my property. And actually it is said that the value of a person is double than his property. So Vishwanathacharya Thakur says that I am giving you more than you are asking for. So in two steps you conquered everything, double of that four times, right? Plus this. So I am giving you more than you are asking me. Come on. Now please place your feet, lotus feet, on my head and purify my existence. And I am not cheated you. The whole world should know this. I have not cheated you. You have come here with intention to cheat me, but I have not cheated you. I am keeping my word. I am giving you myself. Please accept my humble obeisances and keep please your lotus feet on my head. So one might ask, how Bali Maharaj's head could be sufficient for this third step? So as I told that the possessor, Bali Maharaj had this understanding that the possessor of the wealth must be greater than the possession. That's why. So the Lord Vamandev, he kept the third feet on Bali's head. So Bali Maharaj understands that the punishment which was given to him was actually the greatest mercy ever bestowed on anyone. As in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Tattenu kampam susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapurbhir vidhanan namaste jiveta yo mukti padesa dayabhag. So one who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all the kinds of avarices in life, even if there are situations where nothing works for you, but one tolerates this, considering this as one of our past deeds, and accepts this as a mercy of the Lord, then such person is actually, such devotee is actually fit candidate for liberation. A devotee, he very well knows that anything happening in his life is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So this siksha we have to take from Bali Maharaj's life. If everything goes from our life, we should offer our everything, whatever we have, we should offer ourselves also to the Supreme Lord. Now what is the nature of Bali Maharaj's devotion? We need to understand. It is Atmanivedanam. The word Atmanivedanam means a stage at which one has no motives other than serving the Lord completely and offering everything to the Lord for His pleasure. This is Atmanivedanam. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it says that Atmanivedanam means offering Krishna everything, including one's body, including one's mind, including one's intelligence, and whatever one may possess, one should offer everything to the Lord. This is Atmanivedanam. This is what Bali Maharaj did. He offered everything he had, including himself. He offered everything. So such a devotee who has offered everything to the Lord is compared to a cow who is scared by his master. Now there is a cow who has a master, so she doesn't have to worry for her maintenance. She doesn't have to worry that when her food is going to come, or is she going to be killed by the butchers? Will she be sent to slaughterhouses? She doesn't have to be worried because she has taken shelter of a master. And all her activities are for the pleasure of the master. So that master takes care of him, of that cow. So similarly, a devotee who has completely surrendered to the Supreme Lord, he has no tension of anything. Because he is cared by, he is protected by the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord supplies him everything. Supreme Lord maintains him everything. All what is required for him is provided by the Supreme Lord. Why? Because he has submitted everything to the Lord. So it is Lord's responsibility to protect, and he protects. He maintains. He maintains. There are many examples in scriptures. One of the biggest examples is Srila Prabhupada. He went with 40 rupees in his hands to USA. And what happened? 650 centers after 50 years. 11 centers in 111 centers, 11 years, 108 centers in 40 rupees. Which company in the world in 11 years could expand such on a wide scale? But a devotee who has surrendered completely to the lotus feet of the Lord, for what purpose did Srila Prabhupada go there? To fulfill the desire of his spiritual master. If you know English, go to the West and preach. Srila Prabhupada went to the West and he took all the troubles for spreading the message of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada had unflinching faith that Prithvite Ache Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Hoiba Moronam. Prabhupada had unflinching faith. So this unflinching faith in the spiritual master, this unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord, the unflinching faith in the holy name, unflinching faith in the Bhagavatam, this is what we should have. If one has unflinching faith, then one can give such faith to others. Srila Prabhupada, with this conviction, he went there. And when he went to the West, he did not compromise on any philosophy. It is not that he spoke from some Western authors, tried to glorify the Western authors, the Western people. No! He spoke straight from the Bhagavad Gita. He spoke straight from Srimad Bhagavatam. He spoke straight from Chaitanya Charitamrita. The power of the glories of the Lord is so much that if the glories of the Lord are simply chanted, and if that glory enters the heart, ears of a conditioned soul, he is bound to become a devotee of the Lord. That is the power of the Lord's glories, name, fame, pastimes. And Srila Prabhupada demonstrated that, how we should be preaching. Srila Prabhupada told very clearly, when you go to the West, he spoke straight away from the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He told the glories of the Lord to this new people. And all this conditioned soul, when they heard about Krishna's name, his fame, his pastimes, they got purified and they became devotees. We should be following the same way, in the similar way. We should not compromise when you are presenting our scriptures. If we are compromising, that means we don't have unflinching faith in our own scriptures. Srila Prabhupada demonstrated practically how preaching has to be done in the Western world. So we have to simply follow that. No need to invent a new way of preaching. Simply follow His divine grace. At the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna had advised us, all of us, to surrender unto Him. Sarva dharman parittaja mam ekam sharanam braja. He is told in the Bhagavad Gita. And He promised that all the protection will be given to such devotees. Unfortunately, people in this age of Kali are not able to understand this statement of from Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. And they cannot accept these instructions. Therefore, Krishna had to come back with the same mission. We need to understand what is the mission of the Lord. Mission of the Lord is to attract the conditioned souls towards Him. To help the conditioned living entity develop prema. That is His mission. And for that mission, He comes again and again, performs various pastimes, and He helps the conditioned souls to develop love for Him by sweet pastimes. So when Krishna gave this instruction, He could not, people did not understand properly. So He had to come back. So He came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And He executed the same mission in a very different way. What was the different way? So, as Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He ordered us to surrender Himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, by becoming a devotee, by becoming an acharya, He taught us how to surrender to Krishna. He taught by example. How should one perform devotional service? This is what He taught. Therefore, our Goswamis, they praise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna to everyone very easily. Lord Sri Krishna is certainly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but He is not as magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna gave orders to everyone. Become my devotee, come on, become my devotee. He ordered everyone on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Man mana abho mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually taught us the process of Krishna consciousness. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very near to the devotees. He is very, very kind to the devotees because he understands the feelings of a devotees. See, if one wants to become a devotee of Krishna, he must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis and the followers of the six Goswamis. We have to take shelter of their lotus feet, the sadhus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Krishna is easily available. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Yeah. Actually, I was not this time, while preparing for some other classes somewhere, I came across Mrita Sanjeevani. It's the science of Mrita Sanjeevani. And there, one of our Vishwanath Chakra Thakur, there it mentioned, there was a line that that one's body has to be intact. So that's why I quoted that. But in principle, the Mrita Sanjeevani is a science by which one can be brought back to life. Brought back to the life. In principle, that is a science. And only Shukracharya knew about that. Even Brahaspati did not had that. Shukracharya knew about it. Gradually, it might have been distributed, but Shukracharya was the proprietor. Any other questions? Hare Krishna. Granthraja Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveta Gaurabhakta Vanda ki jai.